Well, good evening, everyone. As the choir makes their way back here, I'm going to have a few opening remarks. Welcome to Texture, the second concert of the London Pro Musica Choir's 2025-26 season. Before we get started in earnest, I have some housekeeping to deal with. First of all, if you're not familiar, the bathrooms are through that door up the stairs and to your left if you need to. And if you need to, just go. There's no intermission. And so it's probably better to go than not go. Yeah, exactly. Also, please make sure any device that you're carrying that buzzes, beeps, or blips, or dings is set to silent. I checked mine on the way in just to make sure because we don't want to be that person. So please check those. By a show of hands, folks, for whom is this the first Pro Musica concert that you've been to? You've got a handful. That's wonderful. Wonderful. Well, thank you very much for taking time out of your day to be here tonight, and especially to enjoy such a wonderful concert, in my humble opinion. I have some thank yous to make before we get started. First of all, to all of our donors that are listed in the program, as well as our funders, the London Community Foundation, the London Arts Council, and the Good Foundation, as well as all of the advertisers that support us. They're in the program, they buy the space in there. It's important that you take a look at those businesses and what they are, and please go to those places, use those places, because it's folks like that that keep music alive in our city. So a round of applause, please, for all of the donors and funders. And if you like what you hear tonight, and you'd like to hear more of London Pro Musica, it's Christmas, so we've got a couple things coming up. In fact, next Friday, we've got the Sing-Along Messiah at First St. Andrews at 7:30. That's a delightful little bit of fun. I get to wave my hands. And for our more fulsome presentation of the Messiah, it is on Monday, December the 15th, and there's certainly information at the door where you came in for that. Monday the 15th at 7:30. Right here. So tonight is an invitation to experience the luminous and interwoven sound of pure, unadorned human voices. This is a complete a cappella program that is dedicated to celebrating the enduring power of the simple voice. Our program centers on the 16th century Italian composer Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina. He wrote during the Counter-Reformation, an intense time of religious and political upheaval. Sound familiar? Not unlike the chaos and discord that we are experiencing today. At that time, the church convened the Council of Trent, and among other things, they scrutinized sacred art. They argued that the music of the day was too dense, too complex, and that the multi-layered polyphony obscured the words, distracted the listener, and hindered piety. They demanded that music be simple and stark. Tonight, we are exploring Palestrina's rather elegant response to that demand. We began with his joyful Jubilate Deo, followed by the opening Kyrie of his perhaps most renowned work, the Missa Pape Marcelli, the Pope Marcellus Mass. Now, while Palestrina is the anchor of our program this evening, we are pairing his works with motets from the 19th century German composer Anton Bruckner. Now, why, you may ask? Well, first, though separated by 300 years, Bruckner maintained a deep reverence for the old master. As you listen to his music, you will hear that Bruckner's motets ring with the same ideas of purity, solemnity, and clarity. It is proof that Palestrina's influence remained a vital force centuries later, as it still does this very day. And second, on a more selfish note, he wrote some of my favorite a cappella music to sing, and I wanted to share it with you and with my choir, and I'm hoping you'll enjoy it as much as I do. Following two of Bruckner's motets, we will return to the Mass. In the Gloria movement and the Sanctus, listen for how he marries the complexity of the Renaissance texture with clear intelligibility of the text, proving unequivocally that beauty and theological clarity can elevate one another. We'll finish the set with the Benedictus movement, sung tonight by an octet of singers. You won't find it in the program, so I'll say it now. Mary Carol Waters and Jen Dawson, Tom Adam and Craig Bowie, Tim Fuster, Lambert Zydervaart, Rod Cullum, and Jason Chapman. They'll be the eight singers up front here. But first, some Bruckner.
Oh, Oh.
They say don't change anything the day of the show. I changed something the day of the show, and that is I decided to wear glasses. And I'm not sure, maybe you noticed here, when I was conducting, they darn near flew off my head at one point. That was a very exciting moment in sports earlier. Now, we've spoken of the political turmoil of the 16th century, but tonight is also a meditation on the ceaseless noise and stress of our own age. The subtitle of this concert is Beauty for Dark Times. It could easily have been Strength for Dark Times or A Vigil in Dark Times, but I felt it was important to focus on something that we all can tap into anytime, something that has the transportive power while simultaneously centering and strengthening us. Beauty. The next piece in this set of three by Bruckner is titled Locus Iste, which translates to, this place is made by God. It speaks of a sacred space, a refuge. As we move steadily towards Christmas and all the joy and noise that it brings, remember the sacred space within and those sacred spaces without. Locus Iste.
Thank you. deficiencia populi nostri.
Thank you.
Recently, this doesn't happen often, recently a friend told me that I was right. And that music will change the world. I thanked him for his encouragement, but I don't believe it's quite that one-to-one, quite that direct. With this program, using nothing but our voices and my trusty pitch pipe, we have stood with Palestrina in defiant defense of the necessity of beauty. We have offered this music as a simple sanctuary for the spirit in a world which too often feels overwhelming. Our aim has been to provide you, good listener, a moment of peace, of light, of hope. Because while music can't change the whole world all at once, if we've been fortunate enough to move even one of you this evening, we're all heading in the right direction. We conclude tonight in reverse order to what's been printed. I apologize that I changed my mind. The final movement of Palestrina's Mass, the Agnus Dei, and his exquisite motet, Sicut Cervus. The text of Sicut Cervus translates to, "As the deer longs for the water brook, so my soul longs for you, O God." And so it is with beauty and with peace and with hope. Take heart, everyone. Keep striving, and thank you for being here.